So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Sher shay mischachach bekeisel v'nafal ala adam. If an axe unintentionally kills a person, such as it rubbed against a wall and the wall collapsed onto a person, or niskaven l'hargis ha-behema v'hargis ha-adam, the axe intended to kill an animal, but instead killed a person, or l'knani v'harg ben Yisrael, the axe intended for a non-Jew, but instead killed a Yisrael, or l'nefalim v'harg ben kayama, pater, the axe intended for a non-viable child, but instead killed a healthy child. In all these cases, the ox is not put to death, because as the Gemara later explains, the pasuk states, "Hasher yisakel v'gam ba'olav yumas." K'misa z'baylam kach misa z'asher. The ox is chayiv misa only in the way its owner would be chayiv misa, if he kills a person intentionally. But if the owner kills a person unintentionally, he's patur b'misa. However, if this was a sher hamu'ed, there's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Shmuel says patur b'misa v'chayiv b'kayfer. Although the ox is not put to death, the owner must still pay kayfer to the victim's heirs. Rav Amar Pata Mizeh Umizeh. Rav disagrees and holds that he's exempt from both. The ox is not put to death, and the owner does not pay kaifer, as Rashi explains. Shmuel holds chayiv b'kaifer because he concurs with Rabbi Yechon in the previous daf who holds shaloi b'kavana chayiv b'kaifer because the pasuk states im kaifer yushas alav. The superfluous word im teaches l'rab is kaifer shaloi b'kavana k'kaifer b'kavana. The owner always pays kaifer regardless of whether it was intentional or not intentional. While Rav holds pata b'kaifer because he concurs with Rab in the previous daf who holds shaloi b'kavana pata b'kaifer because the pasuk states hasher yisakel v'gam ba'olav yumas im kaifer yushas alav kol zman she'asher b'skila b'aylim mishalmim kaifer. Only if the ox must be put to death does the owner pay kaifer, but if ein hasher b'skila ein b'aylim mishalmim kaifer, if the sher is not put to death, the owner does not pay kaifer. The Gemara cites a brisa that concurs with Shmuel and contradicts Rav. Yesh chayiv b'misa u'b'kayfer. If an ox kills a person, sometimes both are chayiv. The ox is chayiv misa and the owner is chayiv kayfer, such as mu'ud b'kavana, if a sher hamu'ud kills a person intentionally. Yesh chayiv b'kayfer u'patim b'misa. Sometimes only the owner is chayiv kayfer, while the ox is patim b'misa, such as mu'ud shaloi b'kavana, if a sher hamu'ud kills a person unintentionally. This part supports Shmuel. Yesh chayiv b'misa u'patim b'kayfer. Sometimes only the ox is chayiv misa, while the owner is patur mikayfer, such as tam v'kavana, if a sher tam kills a person intentionally because there is no kayfer for a tam. V'yesh patur mizeh umizeh, and sometimes both the ox is patur misa and the owner is patur mikayfer, such as tam shalei b'kavana, if a sher tam kills a person unintentionally. The Braisa continues, v'anizakin shalei b'kavana, Reb Yehuda mechayev, Reb Shimon Paiter. If an ox injures a person unintentionally, Rabbi Yehuda holds the owner is liable to pay for the damages, while Rabbi Shimon holds the owner is not liable. The Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv because there is a mamatzina from kofer to nizakin. Ma kofrei shaloi b'kavana chayiv, af ha-nizakin nam shaloi b'kavana chayiv. Just as the owner pays kofer, even if it was unintentional, so too he also pays nizakin if it was unintentional. While Rabbi Shimon paiter, because there is a mamatzina from misa to nizakin. Just as the ox is pater from misa if it was unintentional, so too the owner is pater from nizakin if it was unintentional. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda makes the mamatzina from kaifer, but not from misa, because don in tashlumin mitashlumin vein don tashlumin mimisa. Kaifer and nizakin are similar in that they're both compensation. While Rabbi Shimon makes the mamatzina from misa, but not from kaifer, because don chiyuv b'dishar mechiyuv b'dishar. Misa and nizakin are similar in their both obligations because of the ox's acts. However, kaifer de chayuv de bailam hu. Kaifer is to atone for the owner's negligence in guarding his ox. The Gemara now discusses the Mishnah's halacha of niskaven laharges habehema v'harges ha'adam pater. If the ox intended to kill an animal, but not a person, and instead killed the person, he's pater m'misa. The Mishnah, however, implies haniskaven lahargezeh v'hargezeh chayiv. If the ox did intend for a person, but instead killed another person, it is chayiv misa, because k'misa z'abayim kach misa z'asher. And the Mishnah holds like the Chacham that if a person kills another person in this fashion, he is chayiv misa. The Gemara cites a braisa in which Reb Shimon disagrees and says afil neskav l'hargezeh b'hargezeh pater. Even if the ox did intend for a person, but instead killed another person, it is pater misa, because k'misa z'abayim kach misa z'asher. And if a person kills another person in this fashion, he is patur mimisa, because the pasuk of Ritzach states, "V'orav loy v'kam olav." The word loy teaches achi is gavin loy, only if he intended to kill this person is he liable. While the Chacham hold the word loy is needed to exclude prat lazarek evan legav. If a person threw a stone into a group of 10 people that consisted of Tisha Yisraelim, Echad Kanani, 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew, and it killed a Jew, he's Pater, even though the majority were Jews, because Havalei Kavua, they were all in the fixed location. B'chol Kavua Kamechta Mechta Dami. Any doubt that arises in the fixed location is treated like an even Safik, and Safik Nefashis, Lahakal. Zak the Mishnah, Shahri Isha, V'Shahri Seimim, Shahri Petrapis. If an ox gores a person, and it was owned by a woman, by orphans, or their agent, or Shahri Midbar, Shahri Hektish, Shahri Gerish, Meis Family Yershin, the ox was either ownerless, or Hektish, or had been owned by a comrade who died and had no heirs, Hare Elu Chayav and Misa. In all these cases, the ox must be put to death, because as the Gemara explains, Shahri Shiva. The pasuk that refers to an ox that kills a person mentions the word Shahri 7 times. The 6 superfluous words shar teach that also in these 6 cases the shar is chayiv misa. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says shar ha-midbar, shar ha-hekdash, shar ha-ger shemes beturin min ha-misa, lefi she'ein lehem bailam. Where the ox does not have an owner, the shar is not put to death, because the pasuk states, v'huad bebalav, ha-shar yisakal. Only if the ox has an owner, must it be put to death. Rav Huna adds, poyta ha-yir Yehuda afila nagach ul-b'sayiv hekdash, nagach ul-b'sayiv hefker. Yehuda holds that even if the ox did have an owner when it killed the person, but afterward it did not have an owner, such as the owner made it hektish or ownerless before Beis Din issued their sentence, the ox is pata memisa, because the pasuk states, "V'huad bebalav, v'hemis hasher yisakel, achete misa v'hamad bedin v'gmar din shavin keachad." The ox must have one owner at all times, from when it killed the person until after Beis Din sentenced it to death. But if the ox had no owner when it killed the person, or before Beis Din issued their sentence, the ox is not put to death.